We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, Mickey, going back to last night, what impressed you the most about what this bullpen was able to do with those five scoreless innings?
Yeah, I mean, it's against a great team, a great lineup. They did a great job. You know, they went out there. At times they fell behind, but they picked each other up when they needed to pick each other up. They battled back and executed pitches even when they were behind, got ahead on the guys they got out quick, and you know, they just did the job. It was almost like they willed it to happen. They understand that you know, it's been tough this year for them, but they've started to click lately, and that's a really good sign.
I know it was only one batter, but with Familia getting that one out, I mean, how big is that for his confidence?
Yeah, that should be big. You know, I'm sure he went home last night. He slept well for probably the first time in a while, and that was kind of what we were looking for. You know, we saw that opportunity. We saw where we were in the lineup. You know, two right-handed hitters that I thought he'd be successful against, kind of sandwiched in between some lefties. So I was hoping he could get one of those guys out, and he did.
Diaz gets out of the jam in the ninth, not using his slider a lot lately. Where do you see he is with that slider and his confidence maybe using it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just more about getting beat with his best stuff. And right now we feel like his fastball is his best pitch. You know, we had a talk with him a couple outings ago. He threw some 3-2 sliders. He got beat on some sliders and just kind of expressed to him, hey, what's your best pitch right now? Your slider's kind of been inconsistent this year. Your fastball's it. And he went out there last night, stuck with it for the main part of the inning, and when he really needed to execute pitches, and he got through it and put up a zero.
So you use six relievers out of the pen now with the day game after night game. Are you sure yet who will even be available?
No, we're going to let them play catch, and then we'll make some decisions. But, you know, like I said earlier, it'll probably be evident in the game when we're making our decisions on who was available and not.
So with Vargas starting today, does that mean you might ask him to do a little bit more than you normally would?
You know, with a starter, and then you've got, the starter the day before goes four innings. I think they go to sleep that night understanding, okay, I'm going to get to my pitch count today. And the good thing is we have Chris Mazza, we have Rain, we have some guys that are rested, and then we have some guys that pitched last night. They're going to be able to pitch again today because they didn't throw a ton of pitches. So we'll be able to get through it, but, you know, we always want our starters to pitch as deep as they can.
I know it's only on paper, but Vargas, having pitched in the American League for a while, has some good numbers against Minnesota.
Yeah, you know what? He's familiar with some of these guys. He's faced a lot of these guys in the past, and, you know, he can execute pitches. I like Vargy against big power hitters because I feel like he can kind of, you know, keep them off kilter and kind of change speeds on them. And if they start to try to take big swings, he can get some rollovers and some pop-ups and maybe some swing and misses under the zone. So I'm looking for a good outing out of him.
Conforto has the four hits in the two hole with the lefty today. He's down to seven. Is that hard to pencil him and move him down the lineup with the success he had, especially yesterday?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I'm sure everybody understands it. You know, it's a lefty. This guy's had pretty good numbers against lefties in his career. And, you know, you just have to play the game the right way. He's still in there because he got four hits. So I'm sure he'll do some damage. And like we said before, you can line these guys up in any order you want. You don't know who's going to have a good day in front of who. So maybe the guys will have a good day in front of Conforto, and he'll have another good day, and that'll be the part of the lineup that does the damage tonight.
All right, Mickey, thanks. Have a good one today.
Yep, thanks a lot, Brett.